Nolte, BLM mob terrorizes residential area, wake up, motherfucker. By John Nolte on August 21, 2020. A Black Lives Matter mob used bright lights and chants of wake up, motherfucker, to terrorize a residential area in Portland, according to video released Thursday night. Journalist Andy Ngo reported, wake up, mother f, cur wake up. Chant BLM in Portland tonight as they go through residential areas and shut down the streets. The 55 seconds video shows a mob of domestic terrorists using a megaphone to repeatedly scream wake up, mother f, cur wake up, in the middle of a residential street, which they are obviously blocking. They also shine lights in the windows of the homes. The homes are all dark. A speed limit signs reads 25 miles per hour. Obviously there is no constructive point to this behavior, but there is a destructive one. These spoiled, privileged babies are not only terrorizing and disturbing people because they can. They want to show they can. They want to show the citizens of Portland that they run the city now. Not the useless and corrupt mayor, and certainly not the police. My guess, too, and this is just a guess, but an educated one, is that the mob hoped to provoke a confrontation with the police. Imagine a full-blown melee in the middle of a residential street. How many kids live on this street? How many babies? How many old people who don't need their sleep disturbed or this kind of stress? Everyone else it's hard to feel sorry for. The city has not had a Republican mayor since 1979, and that was only for a year. Portland has not a full-term GOP mayor since 1952. That's 68 years ago, and now they've elected this socialist eunuch Ted Wheeler, who seems to spend more time attacking President Donald Trump for trying to protect federal buildings than he does trying to put these riots down, if he's trying at all. And now the terrorists are pushing into residential areas. When you can't count on the police or your elected officials, what then? Another big problem is the left-wing district attorney, Mike Schmidt, one of those urban DAs Sean King, the guy who called for attacks on churches, threw his weight and money behind. He took office on August 1 and promptly announced only 47 of 550 cases against protesters will be prosecuted. So what the left have done is rigged the game so nothing can be done at all about this violence and harassment. The criminal justice system is a revolving door. There are no consequences for anything. This is deliberate, an easy way to ensure the violence and terrorism continue. Remember, this is revolution, not a protest. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.